Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we are discussing BT21 Universe 3, and Lorraine and I have also written our own short stories about our character.
First, starting with the BT21 Universe 3 episodes, and in episode 1, BTS are told that they have to think of stories to go with their characters, and while discussing it, they all decide that the first thing they need to do is get their character to make money. They're basically saying you can't really get anywhere in life without money. It's, I think, what Sugar says. And Jin, he comes up with the idea that RJ is going to sell his fur, which you already knew about this. Did they mention that briefly in the other universe?
I think they did. But then in the story we watched, didn't it imply that he didn't like shaving his fur?
Yeah, and I think that's what Jin originally said. I think because the stories...
I remember them mentioning about fur before, but yeah. I got lost when he said about selling it.
Yeah, I think this is the thing what I was getting confused with before. Lorraine and I, we also watched the stories, some BT21 stories, but the stories that we saw were the ones that BTS reacted to in Universe 3, and they were the stories they came up with from Universe 2. So
bit confusing.
Yeah. So originally, Jin did say that his character didn't want to lose his fur, but this time he comes up with the idea that he's going to shave his fur to make money.
Make money, yeah.
But when they did a little quick backstory, it did show him shaving his fur and crying. So perhaps he felt like he had no choice, he needed money, and his way of getting money was to shave his
fur. I think it's very unusual, though, because he said that he never runs out of his fur.
I know, it just keeps growing back.
It keeps coming back. And I always think it's really strange with Jin coming up with these really wacky things. I mean, I really thought he had one of the most unusual ideas with his villain being obviously basically RJ himself and taking the shower. I thought that was unusual before. But the fact that he never runs out of fur...
And I'm sure he says he only shaves his arms as well.
I just think it's a really classic Jin to come up with these very out-of-the-box, creative, funny, amusing ideas, really.
Yeah. RM, he says that Koya's going to make money from appearing on TV or on TV. I
lost it with Koya. I said this to Chloe when we were watching the short stories. I never feel like I really followed Koya. I've never been very sure of his story, and I'm still not now. Yeah.
I just know he said something about making money from the television, appearing on TV or something, but I don't know whether he really went into detail.
I don't know whether it's because RM is so intelligent I can't follow it, or what it is. I just can't follow it.
I'm thinking that's probably it.
Out of all the stories, Koi is the one I never seem to grasp. Mm.
Yeah, I was the same.
Like, even if I trail a bit on the others, like lose a little bit here and there, I still
pick
kind
up on
of
it.
Yeah, know their story. But Koya's like, I'm convinced I don't know it. I think I need to sit down and actually just rewatch all of Koya or something. I just know it's got something to do with leaves.
And J-Hope, he says that his character is going to make money by dancing and entering a dance competition, which is very straightforward.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I thought there was a funny moment in this episode, though, where Jin suggests that Shuki sell his colleagues all of his other cookies to make money, and then RM suddenly says it's about spreading love. And Jimin also suggests that Cookie is in some shady business, but I think the other members quickly shut this down by saying it's not very appropriate. But it's not until episode 2 that we learn about the other characters.
Yeah. I like the energy that they have of all these ideas. I mean, they literally throw anything out there and they're not scared to be embarrassed of what their ideas are. And I think that's why I enjoy it. But it also happens quite fast. Like, something's been said and you don't know if they're going to go through with that or if it's just someone else saying it. Because all the members are saying it about other members' characters too. It's not like Jin's just saying what's going to happen with RJ. Other people are giving their opinions.
Yeah. I found again with this episode, the same in Universe 2, that the other members were coming up with ideas for J-Hope, but J-Hope wasn't coming up with his ideas. I feel like they take over with Nang. In episode 2, they were still explaining about their character stories. And in this one, we look at the other characters. And with Cookie, they say that he's going to make money from becoming a boxing star. They mention a story of him doing something heroic.
Yeah.
And then becoming famous with that.
First of all, they're throwing around the idea of him getting famous from social media, I think.
Yeah, that was
it. And then it changes to, like, basically being on TV as a hero.
Yeah, but I think other people are suggesting that because John Goo's coming in saying that he's already from a boxing background, because in Universe 2 he's already explained him as a boxer.
His father's a boxer.
Yeah, and how they were trying to look at it is that he became a boxing star from this heroic event.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether John Goo was too happy going down with that route, because I think he still liked his original idea.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about obviously getting lots of ideas on top of them, and then you get confused which one is actually it. But I think it makes more sense if John Goo comes up with his, because he seems to have an idea.
He seems to have a very firm idea in his mind.
I think he really has an idea of what he wants, so it makes sense if he just says, this is what I want my character to do.
With Shooky, he makes money from being on social media, but yeah. I missed his story a bit.
Yeah, I just heard about social media.
And Tata, he was going to be making money by doing a delivery service, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, I was thrown by this one. But I suppose he has the spaceship for it.
Originally, the members were saying that he's rich, so he doesn't need money because he's from a royal family. But then I think it was Jimin made the point that he left with nothing, so he needed money now. And that's when the delivery service came into it. But V seemed quite excited by this idea.
Well, I don't think it's the worst idea.
No. Jimmy, he was going to make money by busking, which I thought was quite an obvious route to go down because it was similar to what they were saying in Universe 2.
I think it really suited to his story. It really goes really well.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, though, because V says that first people are just walking past, but then he does something to make people stop. And then Jimin says, does what? And then V looks at Jungkook in hope that he'll give the answer. And then RM suggests that he crosses his legs.
Yeah.
and that's what gets everybody, like, stopping and watching Jimin.
But in the short video we saw at the end, he does cross his legs and they all go nuts about it. Yeah, I really like Jimmy's one. I think that, again, is a really easy one to follow. I think Jimmy and Mang have really, really straightforward, easy ones.
Yeah, I think so as well. In episode 3, they're discussing a crisis to happen to go with their story, starting with RJ. They mention about him going into one of his frenzy moments where he turns into his villainous character, and they basically have to pour water on him to make him come back to normal. Did he go into that frenzy because he got a bit too over the top with
Jin says that his crisis is that he's making too much money, so he gets really cocky.
Yeah, that was it.
I think there were some other ideas thrown around of what it should be, but that seemed to be the one that Jin was settled on, that he liked the idea of. And then I think that's when they added in about him changing and the other members giving him the shower. Because I think it's like the crisis and then the other members come in to help them.
And with Jimmy, he starts playing badly, does he? And then the people, they start leaving him. And then in this moment, his friends, the other BT21 characters, they turn up and cheer him on. Jimin then mentions that Jimmy then goes into a frenzy. And Jin says, like, why are you copying me? And then with Jungkook, he says that Cookie suddenly becomes distracted in the boxing ring because he sees Ian, the villain character, in the audience, and because he gets distracted, he gets knocked out. And this clearly fits with the Universe 2 story, because at the end of that story with Cookie, Ian goes missing, or he leaves.
Yeah.
And so this just makes sense by that running along with the storyline.
I think Jungkook has the most thought out idea already. I think he doesn't really want any help with it.
No.
Because he already kind of has this clear image. He seems to be determined with what he wants to happen.
And I really like Cookie's story. It's one of my favourite stories.
Yeah, he also has a like, you can get into it easily. You understand it really well and it makes sense.
He's got a memorable villain too, Ian. It's such a basic name. I remember some of the members laughing when he suggested the name Ian, but it really sticks in my mind as one of the villains I always think of.
Well, I think it's quite good because some of the other ones have ones that sound like them, like Mangs. I can't remember what it's called now.
Yeah,
it's a G, but it looks
Gwang?
Like...
Was it Gwang?
Yeah, I think it's something like this. Like Mang, like Gwang, isn't it?
Yeah.
And is it Koya?
Koya is Moya. We should remember it.
They sound quite similar, but I remember thinking it with Jungkook's. It really stands out because obviously
it's so separate.
Yeah, like you really wouldn't think about it.
Now going on to episode 4, they're still discussing the crisis, but with the other characters now. And Shuki, he leaves because his grandpa is ill. And this is also connected with that Universe 2 story. He's very similar to Jungkook. I think Sugar's also got a set story in mind that he's continuing on from. With Mang, he loses the dance competition to his villain, which I think makes sense. It's definitely something I'll probably come up with if I had to connect a crisis with Mang. With Koya,
I'll let you take this one.
Well, this is what I got from it. He keeps eating the leaves, but he becomes friends with one of the leaves, and so then he feels like he can't eat the leaf because it's
it
his
crazy
friend.
When you say it out loud. I'm not sure if that's why I don't follow it, because it sounds too crazy for what I'm seeing. I don't know what it is. And I can't believe that's RM's story.
I think that is it. And then Jungkook, he mentions that this particular leaf, I can't remember the name of the leaf now, it has got a name. Jungkook mentions that it's actually poisonous to koalas. And RM's face, when Jungkook says this, he looks at his table like he's almost rethinking his plan in this moment.
But it does make sense, because when we watch the short story, I mean, it's about a leaf.
It is,
it's a leaf talking, and
he's still going
about,
with this story.
And he says about eating them. So it must be. But I'm not convinced. I don't know. I think RM could have had a better story for Koya, personally.
I wonder if, because a lot of the other members, very straightforward storylines, and RM wants to be clever with her storyline, be a bit different.
It's just, I prefer the ones where it's more easier to follow. Like, I like Timmy and Mang and Cookie, for instance, because I can follow them. And I think Jin's, like, you can understand his one. It's just a bit more wackier than
very wacky,
some of the others, that's all. But with Koya, I just can't, even if I understand it, even if that is a story about leaves and making friends and eating them, I don't think I can get into it. Can you see yourself getting into it?
No. Well, I know we're going to discuss the other stories from Universe 2 later, but Koya's story was the one who I was least connected
with.
Yeah,
me too.
On to episode 5, they're discussing trials and tribulations in this one. They bring in their rival characters, and RM suggests that his rival character, Moya, sends fake photos on the web of the other characters, and these photos are fake, but the BT21 characters, some of them side with the photos and others don't believe the photo, so it starts tearing the group apart. And also during this episode, I think they are given keywords that they can use.
Make the sentence, but include those
certain words. Certain words. But some members, I think RM, one of them, is trying to use all the keywords. And other members keep, like, shouting across to him saying, you don't need to use all the keywords.
I thought this was unusual the way they did this with the words and the sentence.
Me too, because it's almost like they've done it to help him out. But they were doing perfectly fine. Even in Universe 2, coming up with their own stories.
Well, yeah, this makes more sense if they just go off of, like, their, you know...
What comes to mind.
Yeah, what comes to mind.
It was a shame that they didn't bring in the other villains. I suppose in this one, they wanted to connect all 7 instead of doing their own individual stories. Yeah. So they thought of one villain to, like, set up all 7. I suppose if they were going to be doing every villain, it could be very long again.
But they will probably do that later in the future, won't they?
I think so, yeah.
Character, I suppose. I don't know,
obviously. On to episode 6. In this episode, they decide how the BT21 characters are going to become uni stars. and they suggest holding a concert and spreading love, which I can't help but think this was mentioned briefly in Universe 2. I'm not sure, because I already knew that that's what they were going to do, because I remember telling you about it. So I don't know whether it just stayed in mind.
I've heard it from somewhere. I don't know where.
Yeah, I'm sure this was mentioned in Universe 2, because I think this was when they were saying that it's sounding too much like them, too much like BTS with the concerts. But they obviously liked the idea in the end, because they mention it here. In episode 7, V comes up with the idea that the rivals are going to try and stop them spreading the love from their concert. V also comes up with the idea to suggest that Van breaks down. And in this moment, Aaron makes me laugh because he seems really happy with this idea. And then they're discussing how Van breaks down. And they suggest that he breaks down by falling in a glass of milk, or somehow getting into a glass of milk.
I think, wasn't that the joke off of Shookie, though?
Yeah, it was. And they then say that Shookie's going to sacrifice himself by diving into the milk to help Van.
I think they just come out of anything.
I think this is quite a funny story, really, but it makes me think any of the other BT21 characters could have dived in that milk to help him, and they would have been all right. But Shookie's obviously the one who could potentially die from doing it.
Surely this isn't a serious suggestion. It's just maybe to get to sugar. And then they start talking about how Van would then be mended, fixing him.
Yeah.
I think someone says a charger, don't they?
I think a few ideas are thrown around, because I think some were almost suggesting that he wouldn't be brought back around, and then they were saying, oh, he has to be brought back. And someone suggests that he just needs a trip back to the planet, Tata's planet, to fix him.
Yeah.
And that's
although
when
I don't
the charge
know how
was
that
mentioned.
Would figure out, because
they won't be able to move it.
Yeah, he couldn't take them, and he obviously would have to. It's a spaceship. I don't know what
don't
was going on.
Don't think they came up with a clear
overall
way of helping Van.
I just heard a lot of suggestions.
It kind of ended with a cliffhanger of of Shookie jumping in the milk to save him.
I just generally just like their enthusiasm, really. I think it's just good to hear them saying any suggestions.
Then in episode 8... they are discussing their BT21 baby characters, and I assuming that the production team have in mind to make baby characters to sell, which obviously does happen.
Yeah.
And actually, for fun, Lorraine and I have designed our own BT21 baby characters to go with our character, which we'll discuss our idea in a minute. But in this episode, I thought that Jin actually came up with a really good idea how these baby characters come about. And he's saying that Shookie is playing around with Tata's, that gun that Tata carries. And he accidentally turns all the BT21 characters into babies. I like this idea because I couldn't remember how the BT21 babies came about.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were, well, actually the characters turned into babies. I thought they were separate, but I quite like this idea from Jin. Then they start talking about how they were going to turn them back into the original BT21 characters. And V, he seemed to like the idea of it all being a dream. And Sugar says that this is the sloppiest end of a novel, just to say that it's a dream, which I completely agree with. I can't stand it when it's all fake and it's a dream.
I suppose it's just one of those easy things where you don't have to think.
Well, I think they decide to go down this route because they make out at the end that Koya had imagined it all.
Oh, did they say that?
I think so. When they showed the little drawing clip idea at the end, they had Koya imagining
what
everything.
What a logical thing just to be to say to change a setting on the gun.
Yeah.
And then shoot them back. That would be my first.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or they could even go down a route of just having fun with the gun, like trying to get them back, and they keep changing into different things. Anything other than sleeping, waking up and that it's all a dream. But I really liked Jin's original idea, but I didn't like how it ended. Then the very last episode, episode 9, first of all, the BTS members, they were saying a message to their BT21 characters, and then each individual member answered a question about their BT21 character.
Yeah, kind of like what they hoped from them.
Sort of summing everything up.
Yeah.
I quite liked what Jimin said. He said that he hoped that the characters bring joy to people, even in like the simplest of ways.
Yeah, that was this. Mostly they wanted that kind of outcome, like to be positive for people.
It was all
make people happy.
Yeah, it was all quite similar. They just had different questions,
kind of thing.
Overall, I really do like watching these BT21 universe. I do find a lot of the time, we've said it before with the other universe series we saw, that it's very quick. It's quite hard sometimes to keep up with the subtitles because there's lots of ideas coming in and sometimes it's hard to catch who said what. But I do still love seeing their ideas come to life. But I think my favourite was Universe 2. When I think back to Universe 2, yeah, I remember saying that we had similar problem with like trying to keep up with things, but I just found that one, when I think back to it, I was like laughing a lot during Universe 2.
I actually think I prefer Universe 1. Like, I think it's creative through all of it, obviously, each development as it goes on, but the first one, obviously, they're making it from scratch to start, so I think it's the biggest kind of creative part, and they were all really enthusiastic about it. I remember at the time, I know Jin had a really clear image, and I remember that was also quite funny.
Yeah,
and I do like this universe, and I like Universe 2, but with these two I just felt, because of all the ideas and the way it was a lot harder to like keep up sometimes. But I just enjoy it because I think it's a good documentation of like, even like, not just like ARMY to look at, but BTS themselves could, you know, look back on and see what they made really over time. So I think it's a really good idea to have these series.
Yeah, and I've said it before, I really like how the creators, they stick with the stories what BTS come up with. They don't really alter anything at all. They stick with their suggestions. We then watched the stories, the BT21 stories from Universe 2, and we watch BTS's reaction to those stories as well. And we have chosen our top three
rather than talking about every single short story, because obviously they are very short stories. We thought we'd just pick out our favourite three.
So my third favourite was Tata's story. I mentioned it before when V first came up with this storyline, that I really liked the whole idea of this royal family and Tata wanting to leave to spread the love. But I liked how they mentioned a little extra in this story, that he wanted to prove that love doesn't need to be spread by magic. Like, magic isn't used to spread love. And I like this little extra. I can't remember this actually being mentioned in Universe 2 when they were discussing it. So I quite like that this was added in it as well.
For me, my third favourite was Cookies. I just like that it was a different kind of layout. It's kind of like an anime. It's just basically a song and like actions to it, like
yeah,
it kind of like
the story,
an opening
for a song.
Sequence of a anime or something. And I just thought, just because it was so different, not what I was expecting, I quite liked it. I thought it was quirky.
Yeah, well, my second favorite was Cookies one. I also liked this. It reminded me of an anime intro style themed story.
Yeah, it definitely did.
I did like how they told the story through song. And when we were watching BTS's reaction, I think they really liked this one. I think V was clapping at the end of
it. I know Jungkook was singing along with the music, so he was really into it. I know it's his own story, but he must have been really chuffed with the outcome, because he was just sat there smiling, singing along. And I know that after it ended, he got the biggest round of applause, I think
no matter what style it would have been set as, I think this story would have still been in my top three, because I just like Cookie's story.
Yeah, I do like Cookie's story. And then for me at number two is Chimmy, because I also really like Chimmy's story. I always feel a bit sorry for him. I don't know what it was about it, I just felt sad for him. I know a lot of the members were saying that too. And also the layout of it too was like simple as well. Some of the other layouts, I just think, okay, for instance, like, this isn't in my top three, but RJ's, obviously Jin being my bias, I would like to put him up there. But the layout of his story was very different. And I know that when the members were talking about it in the reactions, they were saying it was like some kind of alien encounter.
Yeah.
And it kind of did remind me of a documentary. And even though I do like a bit of a different one, I didn't connect as much with it because the way it was laid out. I don't know why.
Yeah, I did like Jin's layout. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from as well.
Yeah, I think when you go down a different route, it's either you instantly connect with it or you're not sure on it. And for me, like, I really like Cookies, which was a different layout, but with RJ's, I wasn't sure on it.
What I thought was particularly sad about Chimmy's was how at the start he's a baby and then at the end he's an adult, so it just shows that he had gone through quite a long period of time being alone out on the street.
That's his main sad storyline.
And I think that was very sad. And something I didn't pick up on, the BTS members actually mentioned it when they were watching it, was how his harmonica playing got better throughout the video, that he was a bit of a professional by the end of it. And I liked this little touch in the video.
Yeah, I just really liked it.
Number one for me was Shookies, although when we were watching...
I thought you were choosing it because it's your bias. No, I'm convinced of it.
No,
I'm not like that. I don't pick my bias out just because it's my bias, but Chloe does, always.
No, I really love Shookies, although I will say that when watching back over BTS's reaction, the first, like, I would say, like, 20 seconds of it, I couldn't remember the beginning.
How did you put it at number one if you couldn't remember it? I had to be like, yeah, that was there.
What I really loved about it is I really loved the clever style of it. I know they were saying that it was very vintage. I think they mentioned Mario or like old games
because it was based of like a video game
Pokemon Game Boy style.
Yeah, I did think of that.
I thought it was funny when it came up something like they found a wild baker or something, and then Cookie was a battle scene. And then I love the little images when he was asked, would you join, and it was yes or no, and it was flicking between the two, and these little things that popped up, I just felt like there was something new to look at each time. And how I remembered the video from the beginning, like I said, I forgot the first few seconds, but it looked like it was almost like a Pac-Man style, where they're going up the steps and collecting.
I thought was it more like Donkey Kong.
With the steps and collecting things.
Yeah.
Loads of different games. I think there's probably a few thrown in there.
Pokemon was the first thing I thought.
Yeah,
because of like the box with the writing in. Yeah, like you said, like when the baker's there, it looks like a Pokemon battle.
And
also, kind of the sounds kind of remind me of it too.
Yeah, I just thought there was a few little things added in, which I thought was quite funny for just a short little video.
But I'm just convinced that you pick it because it's your bias.
No, I will say, if I was going to choose my favourite storyline, then I would choose Cookies. Maybe even Tatters, but Cookie won this one because of the style. Shookie won this one because of the style.
She doesn't even know the name.
Oh, you get mixed up with Cookie and Shookie.
It's your bias. I'm not convinced. She won't convince me. I'm convinced she picked it because it's Sugars.
No.
But for me, at number one, it's Tatter. And it's because I generally like his story. And I like actually watching it because it was told not from Tatter's perspective, but from someone else, his younger brother, which I thought was interesting to do it that way. I liked the message in it. I just liked all of it. Like when Tatter was hiding, when they were talking about his other brother and father thinking differently, I just thought it really went. It went with what we know of his story and everything. And I just really enjoyed it, really liked it.
A little bit of an opposite for me. I actually really liked the story. I didn't really like how they did it through another person. No, that was
different.
The only thing that I wish it was told slightly different, but that's just my personal opinion. I really like the idea of the storyline. I just kind of wish it was shown in a slightly different way. Or I felt like it was missing things, where I felt like they could have added into it.
I just thought it was like good because it's only obviously a short story. Like if it was like a whole, you know, say like half an hour episode and it was all told by someone else, not Tatter, I would start to question it, because you're only having a small intro to start of his story, really. I think it's quite interesting that they chose that perspective, but obviously everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I still did like it, that's why it's in my top three, but I think it would have been higher.
Three, we had two the same.
Yeah, and I think Chimmy probably would have come fourth for me if I was going to order all of them. If anything, the reason why it wasn't in my top three is because I just found it too sad. Just the reason that he grew from a baby to an adult. And when he was making those snowmen, they were like meant to be his friends. And then the head fell off. And I just felt like it was too sad. Unfortunately for me, my least favourite was Koya. I know we already mentioned
that's it. That's my least favourite.
Fifth for me was RJ's. Because I was a bit like you. I liked that it was different, but I didn't connect with it as much. That was all. And then Sixth, I would put as Mangs. There was just something about Mang that didn't draw me in as much as the other ones.
Really, I liked Mangs.
I did like it. Now we know more about the mask. Yeah. But there was...
No, it still bothers me, that mask. It doesn't make sense. I keep saying to Chloe, because since they've unveiled Mang and said he's a different animal, basically, not a horse. Why is everyone in this story a horse? And it looks exactly like his mask. It just doesn't make sense to me.
No, the part that I didn't understand was how they were laughing that he was wearing a mask, but they look just like him.
Yeah.
But the only
same
thing
nose, everything. Same colours.
The only thing I can think of is the competition was a competition for horses, and he wanted to enter, so he had to make himself look like a horse, enter this horse competition.
How does he keep the mask in horse shape? Yeah. There's just so many questions when you take that mask off, I find. I actually preferred it when I thought it was a horse. Just a horse wearing a mask, that's what I thought he was. And not saying he doesn't look cute without it, it's just, I don't know, logically, I think it just makes more sense in my opinion.
Well, I always thought it had to be another character. I didn't actually think it was going to be a horse, but the only thing that made me think, oh no, maybe it is because the shape yeah, of the mask. The
shape of the mask.
Like I mentioned, we designed our own BT21 baby character to go alongside our other characters. I had designed a guinea pig called Dodger and Lorraine a camel called Lumpy. So for my BT21 baby character, I just basically did a baby guinea pig that looked very similar to my Dodger character, apart from it has shorter hair because my Dodger character has very long, wacky, colourful hair. So I just did a shorter hairstyle, and I also just did some cheeks on the baby character, and this was just copying the baby BT21 character, so it wasn't exactly, I would say, an original idea. Not a lot of thought went into it. I kind of just copied what the BTS members had done with their BT21 characters. But I will be posting a picture, both of us will be posting a picture of our BT21 baby characters on our Instagram page if you wanted to see them.
And mine's pretty similar. Mine's basically my Lumpy camel, but smaller version, and also with cheeks, because I think that's the classic thing that makes them look like the babies.
I felt like you had to include it, because if we were fitting along with the other BT21 yeah, baby characters, we had to have cheeks.
And there's not much difference, because, I mean, if you think about it, they said basically that their BT21 characters, it is them.
It just, is them.
Just small.
Yeah.
So that is what I think makes sense, keeping ours along that line, our same characters, but just small.
We have also written our own short stories. We have done this before during our other BT21 universe episodes. But this time, what we decided to do was include a backstory, and it had to include our villain, which we had designed. Was that pretty much it?
Well, it had to be before they met up with Tata, because that was in our other story. So this is like a prequel to the story where our characters meet Tata and each other.
So I just want to do a bit of a reminder of my other story. Dodger is a test guinea pig, and he managed to escape the lab rescuing the other animals, but he accidentally left a red-eyed mouse called Sykes behind, who now swears revenge on Dodger. So that's how my other story ended, with the villain character. We have actually done two past stories, haven't we? We did the first one where they met Tata, and then we did another one, a very, very brief little story with our villain.
I don't think it was a story with our villain. Wasn't it just a story about our villain?
Oh, yes. It wasn't a proper story. No. It was just like
summing up
a few sentences.
Backstory, basically. So giving the villain a backstory.
This is kind of like the villain story, then. So it's not the best story in the world. I'll just say that. A baby rabbit sat shaking in the corner of the cage, another patch of her fur had fallen out. "Don't worry, it'll get easier," said a voice from the darkness, making the rabbit jump and push further back into the bars. "Who said that?" she said nervously. "After a while, the stinging will stop," said the low voice. "Try soaking in some water. You can have some of mine if you're running short." "Thank you, I drank all my water in a few minutes, I was so thirsty." "Who are you?" the rabbit repeated. Red eyes shone into view, making the rabbit squeak in fear. "My name's Sykes." The rabbit buried her face beneath her. "Please don't hurt me," she pleaded.
"Are you okay?" came another mystery voice from behind. The rabbit turned to see a colourful guinea pig. It was Dodger. "Are those nasty substances causing you fur loss? I've got the opposite problem. My fur won't stop growing." Dodger pulled his wacky hair over his face so he looked like one big fluffy hairball. The rabbit laughed. It was the first time she had laughed in days. "I know it's scary, but I'm going to get us all out of here," whispered Dodger. The rabbit didn't know how Dodger could possibly save them, but there was something calming about him, something that reassured her and instantly made her feel safer. All the test animals liked Dodger. He was always there to listen and gave the best advice. The rabbit was still laughing along with the other test animals now. They were listening to Dodger's story of how he managed to sink his teeth into the human, which resulted in him getting shampoo in his eye. But one animal wasn't joining in the fun, for Sykes was still in the shadows. He didn't find anything funny about being behind bars. He was growing tired of Dodger's optimism and stupid stories. "Why can't that foolish guinea pig shut up?" Sykes thought unpleasantly. There was nothing to smile about in their situation, and Sykes wanted to wipe the smile off Dodger's face. Like I said, not the best story, but I wanted to kind of get a bit of personality across, and I just thought the obvious route to go down is that Sykes is jealous of Dodger, and I thought that the easiest thing to think of with jealousy is that Dodger's very popular and Sykes isn't. But I also wanted to sort of show a little bit that Sykes isn't actually like an evil character. He's just not the easiest character to get on with.
Yours is like a proper story though. Mine's more like notes.
Oh, is it?
But I remember before we had really different takes on how we wrote the story.
Yeah, we did. But if you think about it, the little short stories we saw today, they were all really different styles, which is what I liked about them.
When I came to writing my, well, I say short story, but like I said to Chloe, it's not really like a story like how I felt like when I did it before, I did a proper story.
Yeah.
Like I had dialect too, like you did, but in this one I haven't. What I did this time around is I more thought about it being like a short clip, like the BT21 characters. And at the time, Chloe had only showed me Cookies and Mangs. And I'd say that was two of the shortest ones that didn't really have any talking that you happened to show me. And I kind of had that in my head when I was doing it. And my character is Lumpy, who lives on a ranch and he is overused given tourist rides. And his villain is Humphrey, who when Lumpy leaves, he then has to take Lumpy's place. So he grows to not like him. So I found that it was difficult as well thinking of how to put that in, because basically, he more becomes his rival villain, you could say, after he's left, because he then has to do the duties, not
before.
Yeah,
that's what I thought with my character too, because originally I ended it that he wanted revenge because he had left him behind. Yeah. So I was in the same situation thinking I'm going to have to like work on something here.
So I didn't really emphasise that he's the villain now. I just made them have a kind of encounter, I suppose you could say, which is what I felt like with Mang's short one. You saw them have a tiny encounter. So didn't expect much. Okay, so I've got a group of tourists arrive at the ranch and get off the bus. All the camels are in the pens and the tourists rush over. They spot Lumpy and are taking pictures of him with cameras flashing all in his face. The owners come and they walk Lumpy out of the pen to the tourists. As they walk, he passes by Humphrey, who stares at him. Well, I didn't want to say like too much, but basically a face off. And then standing with the crowd of tourists around him, gushing over him, Lumpy stares out into the distance. So mine's very, very, very short. And it's just basically how I could picture basically 2 minute clip. In like if you could picture it in a cartoon, like I wish that we could draw it up into a mini cartoon.
Oh, I can definitely see it with you saying that. I know what you mean about that fate stuff. It's almost like slow motion in that moment.
Yeah, exactly. Just that's what I picture. Like if it was in a cartoon, then making eye contact and walking past. And you can tell that there's going to be something there, but at this minute in time, you don't know. You know that you don't know that they're rivals exactly. I could think of many other little stories that we could do, like to lead up to it before they like left. Then when they left, I assume later on in BT Universe 21, no, in BT 21 Universe 3 is about them all being together, but they all still have their own separate stories of going. So
yeah.
I think there's a lot we're going to expand on to do it.
I like doing these little stories connected with our BT21.
I think it's interesting. It's just making sure that you keep it like on track and connected.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to get harder because our next stories we're going to be doing about our characters will be after getting picked up from Tata.
Exactly.
That's what I'm picturing. I can see it getting harder.
Yeah, I definitely can. I can understand now why Jim might have changed it from RJ not liking being shaved to shaving, because it's hard when you think of one story and then later on you develop it and have to change it.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing RM's mixtape Mono. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS.
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.